Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 89, Real Life Role Playing, What is Your Profession? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
How's it going, Life Optimizers? I'm Justin Mollick, and this is Optimal Living Daily, the podcast, blogcast, and audio blog wrapped into one, where I find the best bloggers on the planet and simply read them to you. Where else can you find your own personal reader of amazing blogs? And today's amazing blog is Nerd Fitness, one of my newest authors to join OLD. And today is, of course, Wellness Wednesday, but a little nerdy spin on it. This post by Steve Kam has over 1,300 comments on it, so it's definitely a popular one, and it's a fun way to take on fitness. But before we get into it, this podcast is still sponsor-free, so if you'd like to help keep this podcast alive and well, you can become a patron of the show by visiting oldpodcast.com. Or if you're not in the position to help financially, a great way to show your support is to join my free weekly newsletter, which comes with gifts plus raffles to win a book every month. You can join through my site, oldpodcast.com, or the easier way is to text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. I'd really appreciate you showing your support in any way possible, since I've been doing this for almost 3 months now for free. And that's that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Real Life Role Playing, What is Your Profession? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. What do you want to be when you grow up? Today, let's delve deep into the nerd aspect of nerd fitness and turn life into a giant role-playing game. Why? Because it's fun, nerdy, and quite applicable. If you've played World of Warcraft, EverQuest, Final Fantasy, or practically any fantasy-based RPG, this article will feel right at home. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, this will still be a fun exercise for you. Let's get started. Your race is already determined. Before you pick your profession, let's talk about your, quote, race. Every RPG always has elves, hobbits, ogres, trolls, humans, wood elves, night elves, etc. Each race has their own particular attributes that make them who they are. Take a look in the mirror right now. That's your race. 300 pounds overweight, 50 pounds underweight, average, tall, short, beer gut, six-pack abs, etc. These are attributes about yourself that you cannot change immediately, so that's your starting point. Depending on your, quote, race, certain professions will be easier or harder for you to obtain. Here's an example. If you are an ogre, really tall and quite overweight, it's going to be more work for you to become a really good assassin, parkour, or tracer, but if you're willing to put the time in, anything is possible. Maybe you're an elf, incredibly thin, and you want to be a super strong warrior. You're going to need to spend months and months eating insane amounts of calories and lifting heavy weights to get results, but it is possible. Make sense? Good. Let's check out the different professions. Warrior. This tank is incredibly strong and powerful, pushing weight like it's his job. Which is good, because it is his job. If you ever see any battle, warriors are the first responders, defending their party while attacking the enemy. Strong as an ox, warriors constantly try to push themselves to be bigger, better, and stronger. Eating and lifting are the only things warriors worry about. You do not want to go punch for punch with a warrior. You will get destroyed. Primary attributes, strength, power. Training, pure strength building, weight training. Real life example, any world's strongest man competitor. Scout. Scouts can cover great distances in a short amount of time. Built for distance and efficiency rather than strength and power, these guys can outlast any animal on the planet. They eat a diet higher in carbohydrates than most, though they still can be healthy carbs, to give them enough fuel to survive these grueling treks cross country, and their muscles are designed to last for hours rather than minutes or seconds like a warrior. A growing contingent of scouts have moved to barefoot running, returning to their ancient ancestral roots. Primary attributes, stamina, endurance. Training, lots of distance training, long bike rides, high volume exercises with any sort of weight training. Real life example, marathon runners, Ironman athletes. Ranger. Rangers are a hybrid of warriors and scouts, built for strength and endurance. A jack of all trades, but master of none, Rangers are well equipped for any situation. Their weight training revolves around varying the reps, sets, and downtime to continually force the body to adapt to new situations. Usually, Rangers follow a paleo diet, eating things that can only be found in nature. Thanks to this type of training and diet, Rangers have incredibly low body fat percentages. Primary attributes, functional strength, adaptability. Training, lots of weight training but with minimal downtime. Think CrossFit and 300 training. Real life example, Gerard Butler in 300. Assassin. To assassins, the world is one giant playground. Every building can be climbed, every gap can be jumped, every obstacle can be conquered. Assassins spend most of their time training with functional bodyweight exercises, as that's usually the only thing they need to lift. Fearless, calculated, and efficient, assassins have low body fat percentages because extra weight can mean the difference between life and death on a mission. They have solid endurance as well, allowing them to progress through an obstacle-filled environment without breaking a sweat. Primary attributes, agility, stamina. Training, parkour, free running, rock climbing. Real-world example, parkour tracers, free runners, most athletes on Ninja Warrior. Monk. This isn't the type of monk you'd want to run into on a bad day. These monks can kick your ass with their fists and feet, and they will do it before you even knew what happened. Incredibly agile, lightning fast, and loaded with power, monks specialize in martial arts to stay in shape and destroy the opposition. Training is mostly spent in dojos and in the ring, with some weight training thrown in to help produce stronger punches and kicks. Monks only carry enough weight and muscle to provide maximum efficiency with each attack. Muscles are compact and powerful, core strength is high, and speed is favored over size. Primary attributes, agility, power. Training, MMA, capoeira, Muay Thai boxing, taekwondo. Real life example, George St. Pierre, MMA fighter. Druid. Druids are one with nature. Oftentimes consuming a plant-only diet, they specialize in being one with themselves, finding balance in everything. These peaceful folks spend a majority of their time training the arts of yoga, meditation, and tai chi. Strength training is only done if necessary, as most druids aren't interested in massive muscles or explosive power. Druids also follow a minimalist diet, high in vegetables, fruits, and nuts. Some eat meat, but only enough to get sufficient protein. Processed foods are the enemy. Primary attributes, agility, flexibility. Training, meditation, yoga, tai chi. Real life example, yogis, tai chi instructors. My profession. I was born an elf, thin, tough to build muscle, and I want to be a warrior slash ranger hybrid. Let's call it a berserker class. I'm generally a pretty happy, calm, goofy guy, but when I'm in training mode, I turn on berserker mode. I start foaming at the mouth, I walk around with this crazy look in my eye, and I push myself harder than I ever thought possible. I focus on lifts like squats, deadlifts, presses, handstand push-ups, pull-ups, dips, and chin-ups. I vary my rep range and downtime between sets to build strength, power, and muscle size. I mix in assassin, gymnastics, training, and monk, capoeira, training whenever possible. Sure, it'd be a much quicker path for me to become a scout, as I already have the body type, but I love getting stronger and training in things that I truly enjoy, so I picked a different direction. Why? Because I can, and because it makes me happy. How about you? You just listened to the post titled, Real Life Role Playing, What is Your Profession? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. So I definitely fit most into the druid category with my meditation background and everything, But like Steve, I sort of have the elf body type and would like to be more like a ranger, a combination of warrior and scout. So what about you? You should come by my Twitter and share with me, and you can tag Nerd Fitness and or Steve Cam in it too. Let us know which one you are and where you'd like to be. You can find me on Twitter at Old Podcast. And I think that wraps it up for today. Tomorrow will be the 90th episode, which is crazy. So I'm going to start working on that, and I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.